in that, at least if they, if we all wake up to it, they can live under that constitution if they choose to, or we can begin to work out among ourselves in a way what Republican form of government, or what will it be, a constitutional republic, will it be a monarchical republic, or whatever. So is that what, there's a parallel there with the United States. This is how we thought of that at 1933 or 1921 or 1913, somewhere along the way, we lost our sovereignty as a constitutional republic. We became a democracy or under Roman civil law, if you will, or under admiralty jurisdiction. And that, and we haven't recognized it until now. In the last year or two or three, people are waking up to the point where we realize that a parallel thing has happened in the United States of America, that we, the people, have been asleep enough so that they have slipped this de facto government called the United States government in on top of us that serves foreign interests and not us. So once we're awakened to it, we didn't even yield. We never surrendered. We didn't even yield. We didn't know what happened. At least the Hawaiians, as I tell my Hawaiian brothers, at least you Hawaiians know that this happened. We didn't. Paul.
And just to add to everything you've said, that the...
Thank you. I guess I don't have to stand up. Just to add to everything that you have said thus far, the technology to repatriate the sovereign kingdom of Hawaii can be used to repatriate the entire nation. It's already done. The technology has already been worked out. This information needs to be brought to Ron Jackson and to all those who are interested in the future of this nation.
Right.
So we don't have to invent new technology. It's already been done. I just wanted to add that.
Thank you.
Is America Samoa in the same situation? Weren't they taken at the same time, almost approximately the same time as Hawaii?
You know, I don't know that.
Dole was involved in that takeover also.
Well, I do know the chronology that Dole, was that correct?
They have all the plantations.
I know American Samoa is a territory. It's not a state. So possibly it occurred at the same time. I do know I think it was 1898, along with the Philippines, I believe. Paul, maybe you can forget the name. The Spanish-American War, I believe it was. At that time, that's when the annexation of the state of Hawaii, or excuse me, the Kingdom of Hawaii underwent annexation at that time, along with the Marianas, or maybe some other states. I'm not sure about that history. But I do know it took about that period of time. Dole's Republic existed from 1894 to the time of annexation, which was 1896 or 1898, somewhere in there.
I understood the tribe of Kealiholokai was the same as America Samoa. They controlled all those plantations under tribal law, but they were working in cooperation with the Doles and other coordinating companies going to Hong Kong. That may have been the drug shipments, but I think they use it as an excuse.
Mm-hmm. I really don't know that much about American Samoa, and I'm really not that up totally on the history of Hawaii, although Mr. Lindsay, I forwarded the documents of the repatriation. And I'm not sure, when we talked with Mr. Nelson about the repatriation of the United States of America, he said, no, you wouldn't repatriate it. He said what you would do is just simply reestablish it. This is what the commander had mentioned. You just simply establish the Constitutional Republic, or reestablish it. And Mr. Nelson already, I saw in his booklet, a document saying the Declaration of Independence for the United States of America, and it was part of a court case where he invoked the power of declaring the states of the United States of America under the Constitutional Republic restored. I don't know. I haven't read through those documents, but I wanted to take them with me, but I couldn't because these were his. And I wanted to connect Mr. Nelson, or we wanted to, Paul, Melissa, and I, and the rest of the core group, connect Mr. Nelson with Mr. Jackson so that some of this understanding of the legalities and laws of nations could be clarified.
Well, as soon as he is out running around, there'll be some central places where you ones can get together. It's time for unification, of pulling together now the leaders that have walked through some of these things and sharing. Each one is willing to do anything, and yet if you don't know what the other one's done, you are going to reinvent a wheel that has very orderly been structured so that the right wheel comes up in the right place for you to follow along. These are not coincidences. These are not accidents. But you do have to recognize them. And that means you've got to get over this gobbledygook about extraterrestrials and little ETs. These are distractors to keep you from reestablishing your nation, because once your nation is reestablished, you will be again the lamp unto the world. And the elite will have lost, and they know it. So at some point, you've got to put aside all this other trash that litters your pathway so that you can see beyond it and never lose sight of what you're aiming at. Ultimately, your goal is God and your progression of soul. But everything in the physical world must be geared toward constitutional freedom, or man cannot express in order to move on. You will stagnate, you will die, you will perish on the vine. And then as always is the dark ages to begin again, if you can make it. That is, if you don't blow away your place. Because you have manifested, it can very well be your creation and your illusion, but it's here and you're stuck in it. Whether it is a bad dream or a good dream, therefore, know that you can create the result you want. And I won't settle for anything less than the best.
Hear, hear.
It was established once. It was never actually allowed to go into practice. And one of the reasons that it did not go into practice is because of your admiralty or maritime law. Once your judicial system is corrupted, you have no law. You have rule. And that is the downfall of a republic, because all men must be treated equal under the law. And the law must come into being with the commandments of God. I don't care by what name you call this entity, because they are the laws of righteousness, making man sovereign. But it also makes man responsible. On the other hand, it makes it easier to do what you need to accomplish, because there is all this movement over in the confusion of the riots and the masses, the turmoil. I'm sorry, the planet will be depopulated to a great extent. There's no way to avoid some of this because it's moved too far. And I would like for you to look very carefully at whatever channel they come on with their hard metal rock groups and their satanic groups doing their little song and dance. Is that what you want to run your world? Because that's what you have. Now, even the Committee of 16 is smarter than that. There will be depopulation. And there is now the vying for control. But you can do this thing. One of the things you're going to have to do is remember that the 13th Amendment that you see is not the 13th Amendment that was there. The 13th Amendment will get every lawyer out of Congress and off the bench. And there is where you must go next. The American Bar Association is not even a testing ground. Oh, well, I studied and I finally passed the bar. You didn't do anything but get into the club. It tests nothing. It is just, it's a private club. It's a private corporation. You need a legal board to monitor quality. And that's the difference in an attorney and a lawyer. An attorney is one who goes and gets property. A lawyer is one who has studied in the law. They are not interchangeable, although they are accepted as interchangeable. And as long as you have the elite enemy in control of your courts and enforcing the laws that they make, you don't have a chance, do you? So you claim your rights. Well, the masses will go along with you. There are more than you can imagine once they hear about it. I think they're up to the 7th cubbyhole rented room to store sacks of mail. There have been that many responses in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, of people wanting to join, wanting to work, wanting to get your nation. You've got the wherewithal to put this country into foreclosure. You've got the laws that say you can reestablish. And now you're getting the know-how. And you don't need to worry about little things like religion and that sort of thing yet. Other than what's in the Constitution, it covers it all. It covers it all. And what it didn't cover in the body of the Constitution itself, we made very sure it got into your Bill of Rights. You needed no more amendments if you used the ones you have. Let's get the budget balanced. We have to have a convention and have an amendment. It's already there. Your government is required by the Constitution to balance itself every year. You just haven't used it, have you?
This is tape number 3, September the 11th, 1994. Thank you.
One must understand, however, that groups or movements or cells, whatever you want to call, whatever is happening, a gathering together of people. The first thing that ones want to do is make these great lists. And ones are terrified of getting on the black list of the enemy, and they just send the SWAT team after you. It is very difficult in these times. And it's very nice, you know, when you have someone who is sought after and doing a very good job, and I'm sure that Ron will be very disappointed, and Rick can yet make his mind up as he moves along here if he wants to, quote, join in the singular push or become a colleague of certain ones. The paper can sponsor and back and do all sorts of things, various ones. But the paper will lose its credibility the minute that it takes sides. It no longer is a worthy press if it chooses, picks, changes, etc., the truth of what's happening. So it is a very careful path that you ones need to tread as regards the paper. And yet, starting from the little tiny nucleus, you naturally turned to each other because that's all you had. And you have to come down and volunteer all your time and work into the night, and that is building of a camaraderie and a family that you will never, ever be able to replace. And yet not being able to form a group causes rifts, quarrels, perceptions of unfairness, whatever these emotional feelings are. But you have to remember that when you are bringing forth truth that is going to destroy your enemy, you are under attack. And if you forget that for one moment, you're in serious trouble. The phoenix will rise again. Does that mean that it's going to be all sugar-coated? No. No. On the other hand, you don't know which are your enemies out of all of this do battle. But you can be sure of one thing, that if it's under the United Nations, they are your enemy. It doesn't mean the troops are going to be your enemy, because all you need for them is a strong leader, and they will go by the law of the military. So it isn't all as dark as it may seem on the surface, but it will not get done by itself. You will be astounded as you begin to meet with other ones working at this, how far so many have gotten. On the other hand, you've got to, as we said before, God is reason and acts with passion. And to gather up, I don't care what they tell you after the fact. Oh, well, we were just trying to get your attention. We're just going to march on Washington. What in the world is wrong with you? Am I anti-woman when I say, can you just see a cute little middle-aged lady go marching on Washington? What are we doing? Visions of Joan of Arc or something? Well, you don't know about her either. That was as stupid as anything I've ever witnessed. And if you want to get burned at the stake and lose your nation, go right ahead and do those silly things. The truth is that when you ban assault weapons, you're banning any kind of help from your domestic military trained people. And they're not going to give up their guns, are they? You do not find AK-47, even BB guns, EJ, out among the masses. You're going to find pistols and whatever they think they can possibly defend their little home with. Pay attention to what it is you feel important enough to defend with a gun, because there will always be someone with a bigger gun. And it's going to be the ones, and I can go right back to Jason Brent right in this town. You'll see his name on the either end of your town as if he were sanctioned and represents your town as the local attorney. The sign says, "Welcome to Tehachapi Chamber of Commerce. Jason Brent, your local attorney." How in the world can you tolerate anything like that in your town? A chamber of commerce doing that? This man sat while he was running for office and to the Ridgecrest group was very proud of himself when he said he had one of these assault weapons and he could kill everybody in the room in less than 3 seconds or something like that. Well, big deal. It is your retired policeman, your retired military, your retired intelligence, special forces. These are the ones that are going to have those assault weapons. So you can know right now that's where the war is. And that's also what, at this point, has saved your necks. As long as those trained men have this kind of weaponry, until you can get other heavier artillery in place, they daresn't overdo it. You just go off, you know, and bomb Haiti. See if you can kill a few babies. This nation can be turned around. You now know how to do it. And if you don't, there are ones among you that do. You do need leadership. Why? Because ones need someone to rally to, or something, or some place. And it needs to be a physical energy. You rally to the Word of God and the truth of your being. But in order to fully express that, you must take your responsibility and rally to the call of your nation, because it is your species at stake. You call it civilization, I call it non-civilization. But then I, you know, you are my movie. You are precious. And when you feel that you're not getting anywhere, the impatience grows. Or you go ahead and you risk only to get your neck chopped. Well, unless they get the carotid artery, you know, let it bleed a little. You'll be okay if you don't lose sight of what you're about. And yes, indeed, there is disappointment after disappointment. They don't want you to win. But they've made agreements. And stop this, people. They've made agreements with me. And to get to you, they've got to go through me. And I am very damn big. Go in peace. I cherish you. I thank you. And let's move. I believe in the language of, well, I cannot blame the natives. It is pick up your travois and haul ass. Now let's do it. Salut.
Salut.
And aloha.
Aloha.
And I'm going to go and check out the facilities in Hawaii to see where we can put our capital.
Good.
We'll arrange the place.
Good. Hanalei.